Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Chulin brought you from Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh is daf Kuf Chof Tet. And I'd like to start with you once again, so that we don't start right smack in the middle of a sugya, at the bottom of Kuf Chof Chet Amud Beis, the story of what happened when Rav Asi didn't come to the Beis HaMedrash one day. So, Rav Asi lo al lebe midrash. It's right at the bottom of Amud Beis. We did it last night, but we'll review it. Anyway, he did meet Rabbi Zera afterwards, and he said to Rabbi Zera, so what did they say today in the Beis HaMedrash? To which Rabbi Zera replied, if you think I'm going to repeat the whole day in the Beis HaMedrash, you got something coming. You have a problem, tell me what your problem is, and I'll tell you if we discussed it. Ma'akushilecha. So Amar Lei, I'll tell you. It says in the Braita, that if you had a machshava chishev, and then you were chot chotame, that was a bright that we had yesterday. So if first you had in kavana to use this piece of meat as food by giving it to a goy, even though the goy is not really allowed to eat it, but you decided you know a guy is going to eat it, and then you cut it off, so that at that point, it became tame. I remember we're talking about an aver min hachai from which you cut a piece of meat. And the din is that a piece of meat that's cut from an actual dead body is going to be metame if the tikizayis is an avela. But if that same piece of meat was cut from the aver, and the aver itself had been removed first, and it was aver min hachai, which was metame like an avela, and then afterwards you've cut the meat, it's not going to be metame because it doesn't have a din of an eichlin. I mean, it's not usable for anybody to eat. You had in mind to give it to a goy. But the question is, it didn't touch anything yet. So would it be tame just because it was part originally of the aver min hachai? So that's what we said. If it was considered to be food before it was cut, then it was in touch with the aver from which it came. And therefore, it would be considered to be tame. But if you did it the other way around, then it would have to actually touch something to be metame it. Now, the question that I had, and here's what I'm asking you, maybe you discussed this in the Beis HaMedrash, isn't that considered to be tumat beta sitarim? Because where is it going to convey the tumat to itself from the original aver min hachai through the piece of meat that was at the time attached, and then you cut through it? But the attachment is a concealed area. Concealed areas, Beit Starim, are not considered to be a contact. So how could it be metami? So Rabbi Zera said to him, oh, you know what? I had the same problem. And you're in luck, because we actually did discuss this. I went and I asked Rababa Barmamo, and he said to me, that's not a problem, because her money, Rabbi Meir, remember, we had the whole sugya before, that if you have a fetus that sticks out a leg, so then that leg is considered to be a trefa. Now the question was, if you cut it off at that point, whether it would be considered to be mechuber or not, Rabbi Meir said it was actually considered to be a mokum of contact, because as you cut it, we said over there, the very fact of cutting it, it wasn't done instantly, that itself is a chibur, because there's a gradual pulling apart, and that gradual pulling apart always touches a space in which it's actually just touching, but not connected. So it's not really tumat beit hasdarim, and Rabbi Meir says that tumat beit hasdarim in this kind of matzav is considered to be a proper touch. So Rabbi Asi said, I heard that from him. This is no Kiddush. I heard that from Rabbi Barmamo, and I've tried to set him straight many times. He's very confused. That's not a good answer. He said that answer in front of me many times, and I've told him every time, you cannot compare the two cases. Shani Le, Rabbi Meir, Bein Tuma de Boy Hechsher, Bein Tuma de Lo Boy Hechsher. Obviously, you can't compare these two cases, because if you're talking about the case before, there was no need for any Hechsher, because the Shechita had already been marsha everything, and therefore it was considered to be roy lekabel tumah. But in this case, it wasn't considered to be a food until you had machshava to give it to a goy. So how can something that's not a food be mekabel tumah? That doesn't make any sense. So I don't understand why he keeps going around saying this answer. Oh, my brother, I don't understand. Why can't it be talking about that it was mukshir lekabel tumah before it was cut off? And it's talking about that he actually did have this in mind and was actually makshir it. And that's why it's telling us it was mekabel tumah directly from the Eved Min HaChai. Well, I mean, he's just assuming that you're bright enough to figure that out. Omele Rabba Barav Chanan Rav, excuse me, did I just hear you mention Heksha? Because we never talked about Heksha. We talked about Negia. Now you're bringing up a whole new issue. And I like the way you just slipped it in over there and hoped nobody would notice. Well, I got news for you. I noticed. What's this Heksha, Jazz? What do you need Heksha for? Hare mitame tuma chamura. Agav Aviv, you don't need Heksher when something is either going to be or was initially Betame Tumah Chamura. That's been a call we've met many times. And in this case, while it was still Mechuber, the piece of meat before it was cut off of the Eved Min HaChai, it was the source of Tumah. It was Betame Tumah's Nevela. So you're telling me it needs Heksher to be Mekabel Tumah's Eichlin? That's absolutely absurd. Once something is even, if it's going to be Metame Tumah Chamura, Kol Shekein, if it already was Metame Tumah Chamura while it was part of the Eved Min HaChai, it doesn't need any Heksher. And Rava said to Rabbi Barav Chanan, that's not true in this case. It would have been true, let's say you were talking about a Nivlas Ofator. Yeah, okay, that's absolutely true. It's Sofel Tamei Tumah Chamurah as a foodstuff. When you eat it and you're swallowing it, it's going to be Metame. In this case, when it was in a state of being Metame Tumah Chamurah, it was not Metame Tumah Chamurah as a food. It was Metame Tumah Chamurah as a piece of dead wood. Why do I say that? Because the requirement for an Eved Min HaChai is of Bosar, Gidim, Vaatzamot, right? Now, are those Gidim Vaatzamot, are they edible? No. They are simply requirements for something to be viewed as an Eved. So then the meat that's on that Eved is not meat in the normal sense of the word. It's a component of an Eved. The fact that it happens to be edible is totally irrelevant because the rest of the Eved doesn't have to be edible, and nonetheless, it's Metame is an Eved Min HaChai. So for all intents and purposes, it may look like meat and taste like meat, but it isn't meat in that context. It's just an Eved component. And for all intents and purposes, it could have been made out of a solid piece of wood, the same way that the bone and the sinew was basically inedible. So, Kishish Shimesh, when it was servicing the Aver, it was Maaseh Eitz Shimesh. It was functioning as a piece of wood, not as a piece of meat. And that's not called Sofel Tamei Tumah Chamurah as an ochlin, because what we're looking for is an ochlin that would be already considered to be the equivalent of Mukshir Lekabel Tumah, but this isn't an ochlin. Now, once we arrive at this kind of insight, that there's a difference between a piece of food that is actually working as a piece of food, as opposed to a piece of food in which its ability to be eaten has absolutely nothing to do with the function it's actually serving in, that is something that answers a lot of questions, and we're going to bring up a few of them to show how this answer is actually a solution to a lot of similar problems. So, and actually, we've got six such issues, including this one. Amar Abaye, Hare Amru, what about this interesting thing? Kofet Seor Shiyichada LeYeshiva. So this is an interesting case in which you actually had allowed a piece of dough, and this was Seor, it was very sourdough, which is actually used to make other things, chametz. So it doesn't have to be edible in order to be Seor. Because remember, the Seor itself is acting as an agent. It's acting as a mechametz, a leavening agent. And we've already seen that where we have catalysts, and leavening is a catalyst, anywhere you have a catalyst, that is always much more chomer because it's able to be detected, and therefore it's not going to be bought. Now here you used a whole gigantic block of this stuff, and you decided it's so hard, I'm going to use it as a chair. So now you have a dough that turned into a chair. If you're meyachid et liyeshiva, so now it's not considered to be chametz anymore. And you're allowed to keep it in your house on Pesach, even though if you broke off a piece of it and crumbled it and you put it in a dough, it would have worked in order to catalyze that dough to make it chametz. So what you see is that now that it's a chair, it is actually roy to be mekabel tuma, and it's even roy to be mekabel tuma chamura, because if a zov sits on it, since it's a chair, it is going to be tomei b'mishkav u'moshav. Well, I have to tell you, says Abaye, that can't be true, midiraisa. Doesn't make sense. Tumata lav diraita. I'm going to prove to you that it's only midrabbanan that we consider it to be an actual chair, because it can't be a diraisa, because if it were, then that would mean that something that is food is able to be metame tuma chamura of mishkav u'moshav. Now, the whole basis, remember, of our understanding that we had before, what was the whole basis of things that need hechsher? So what was the Tana Devei Reb Yishmael that we said? Why does the Torah say HaKol Zera Zerua? To tell you that only things that are similar to Zra'im that can never be Tamei Tumei Chamura, that's what needs Heksher. But if so, for the Tamei Tumei Chamura, it doesn't need Heksher. But if this Tuma were Diraisa, it means that something that is right to be eaten, as, of course, as a catalyst, but it has a din of an Eichel, it is considered to be able to be Mitamei Mishkav U'Moshav. So here is the absolute opposite case of what is used as a model. I mean, it's crazy. The model was completely wrong. The whole idea was that that model tells us that Sof L'Tamei Tuma Chamura is not included in the need of Hechsher. And now you're telling me, no, Zrayim are also able to be Metamei Tuma Chamura. Now, how do you explain that? It's got to be that the fact that it's Mekabel Tuma is only a Drabbanan. Ah, you'll ask me if that's the case, if it isn't really a piece of wood, midiraisa, so how are you allowed to keep it in your house during chametz, during Pesach? It's chametz. So that, we'll have to say, there's a different approaches, but basically, Moshe Rishonim learned that since you're really allowed to keep Pesach, to keep chametz in your house on Pesach, except that you need to be mevatalit. And if you're mevatalit, then it's not yours. So generally speaking, we want you to get all of the chametz bin rabbanan out of your house, even though you were mevatalit, because of, as we learned in Pesachim, what if you find a good-looking piece of chametz with a lot of delicious-looking sugar on top and so on, and you're so used to popping that in your mouth. Okay, fine, so get it out of your house. But in this case, once you're meyacheded as a chair, so you were mevatalit. You said it's ka'afra the alma, right? That's all. So you want it to be ka'afra the ara? This is ka'afra the ara. And it really is, because you're sitting on it and so on. But normally we wouldn't have allowed that. But nonetheless, the tuma has got to be a drabbanan. It's not really a chair now, is it? And you could see how this is like a little bit of tight, because, I mean, Mamonov-Shaf, if you're really viewing it as not a chair, and Midyaraisa, it would not be Makabal Tuma. So, okay, why did we allow it? But it's got to be, that's the way to understand it. And in response to that, the Gemara says, no. The point over here is that as a chair, it was really Makabal Tuma Diaraisa, but it wasn't a food. It was being Makabal Tuma Diaraisa as a chair. So the fact that it's edible, an edible chair, is not being Mishamish, it's not serving the purpose of a food. And the same idea that we had over here. You have a piece of meat that's part of an aver, it's not serving as a piece of food. It might as well be made out of wood. And certainly a chair might as well be made out of wood. So therefore, we have the same issue coming up over here. Now, another case that we have like this. So this, now we have two cases. Now, the third case. Omar Abaye, Hare Amru, we just said before when we were talking about the idea of pumpkins and so on, that are tikroves avodas kerchove. So we know that the din of tikroves avodas kerchove, we learned in the beginning of the Masechet, that according to Rav Yudah ben Batera, they are metamim be'ohel, because they have a din of being tumas hames, zivchei meitim, vayochlu zivchei meitim, it says in the pasuk. And from there we see that things brought to avodah zarah are considered to be the equivalent of a mate. Now, when it says that, I insist that that cannot be a diaraisa. Because if it were a diaraisa, so then it means that food can be metame in an oil. And if food can be metame in an oil, then that shows that when the Torah mentioned the din of al-kozera zeruah and requirement of aksher, it was referring even to things that can be metame diaraisa. And the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael built the entire halacha of Sofer Latame Tuma Chamura on the fact that they cannot be Metame Tuma Chamura. So apparently, this is a drabona, not a diraisa. Because Yisal Kadaitas diraisa, again, Matsina La'ochlin Shemetamim Tuma Chamura. And again, we can answer. The next case also, Kishishimesh Maase Et Shimesh. So even if you want to tell me that it's considered to be Tamei Diaraisa, it's not really a problem. Because, look, Lamaisa, the idea of a Takruvus of Arizara is no longer actually food. It's Aser Bahama. You can't do anything with this food. So in the same way that, you know, they bring their old TV sets nowadays in Thailand and give it to the Avodah Zarah in case the Avodah Zarah, I wouldn't understand why any god would want to watch on an old TV set with one of those CRTs. Oh my gosh. But anyway, I guess they've got sort of an old-fashioned feeling about the gods. But anyway, so in all intents and purposes, this beautiful piggy head or whatever it was you were bringing was actually not food at all. It was a TV set. So it was Kemaisa Eitzbi Alma. Same answer. And therefore, even if it's Tumas Diaraisa, it's not food that's being Batame. That's the point. Okay, there's even a fourth case, Omar Abaye. It says in the Mishnah that Chibure Eichlin Ke Eichlin Domu. So we know that anything that this is Be'erach, a Mishnah, a direct Mishnah, but the Mishnah Pesachim boils down to telling us, by the case of the, remember, we have the chometz that's in an areva. So this is a mixing bowl that you use for making your challah. And it's a wooden mixing bowl. And as you know, the dough gets lodged into all of the cracks and it hardens there. So over there, the halacha is that once it's chiburi eichlin in kelim, it's made out of dough. But you look in the areva, and the areva is like a smooth surface because all of the cracks have been filled with hardened dough. And the halacha over there is that they are the same as the actual kli, and it's mekabel tuma as if it's part of the kli. Now, I say, that's not shaykh to be a diaraita. That's got to be the Rabbanan, because Isal Kadaitach Diorayta Matzinoloka Shematami Tuma Chamura. If the dough that is stuck in the cracks is Makabal Tuma Midiorayta, then that means that food actually is Mitame Diorayta, and that ruins the entire supposition of the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. And that is that only things that are not Sofel Tame Tuma Chamura require Hechsher. And once again, we can use what Rava said. Geshishimesh maaseh et shimesh. Obviously, the dough that's stuck in the cracks is not acting as a food. It's acting as a piece of the wooden bowl. And we've got yet another fifth thing that is the same way. Omelet of Popular Rava. Hadatanya. The Braita that says that chelev nivela bekvarim, we've spoken about this halacha a number of times, that if you are in a small town, so over there you don't find crazy people that are ready to eat anything, and therefore if something is not normally eaten like the chelev of the nivela, you would need to first have a machshava that this is an eichlin and that it's going to be eaten, and then you would need to be machshir it. So now if you're telling me that that is the case, and that chelev is actually an oichlin, so then the din of tumas nevelas on the chelev agav kulya, which normally, it's considered, we had before, to be a shomer on this kulya, which is surrounded by chelev, and that is the non-edible chelev, so it's not a diraisa. I mean, because if you're telling me that it is a diraisa, so then that would mean that ochlin can be metame tuma chamura. And again, that would show us that the limut from Kozera Zerua is not a good limut. The model is breaking down. And here too, we could say, look, the fact that it's a shomer, it's not because it's edible that makes it a shomer. It would be even a better shomer if it was made out of steel. I mean, like, what do we need it to be edible to be a shomer for? And kishishin beish maasei et shimesh. The protection of the kidney with the chelev has nothing to do with its edibility. And because of that, it's not in any way a problem with our model of zera zeruah. And you know what? This next case is the most direct attack on the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, because this next case, which is the sixth case that we've had, is a bayit shesichecho bizroyin. What you did is you used seeds as a covering of your house. So you took your grain from the field, thatched the roof with it, and now it's got actually wheat or whatever, barley, whatever you were growing. Maybe you've got some big corn husks over there and together with the corn, and that's the cover of your house. So the din over there is that if the seeds were tame before, the corn was all tame, now they're meant to be a roof and they're not food anymore. They are considered to be toho. Now, that would mean that if the house ends up with saras in it, the entire house becomes tame, tumat saras, including the roof. Uh-oh, but the roof is made out of zrayim. And you said, al kol zera zeruah, means that it must be something that's not so filatame tume chamura. Well, let me tell you something. A house that is mitzraat is definitely tume chamura. And anything that comes into the house becomes tame. I mean, you can't get barely more chomer than that. And nonetheless, Rabbi Shmuel insists, no, that's not going to be in need of Hechsher, because there ain't no such thing as food that is metame tuma chamura. So I think, says Rav Masna, that it must be it wasn't really a diraisa. It's got to be a takona derabonan, because it's similar to a roof, but it's not really part of the house. Because Isal gadaitach deoraita matzino lizraim shemetamim tuma chamura against the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. And again, we can show that Rav Masna's case, our sixth case, of the same idea. Kishishimesh maaseh et shimesh. Starting with the case of the piece of meat from an Eiver Min HaChai, we are suggesting that it's not considered to be food at the time. Memela, we don't care about the fact that it's Sofel Tamei Tuma Chamura or that it was initially Metamei Tuma Chamura. It's not a Tuma Chamura as a foodstuff. Okay, so then we had this Machlokas in the Mishnah, and according to which all of the things that we are discussing until now about the Eivah Meduldal and so on. So Rabbi Meir said it needs to have Hechsher, and it's going to be Metame as the Tuma of a Eivah Min HaChai, but not as an Eivah Min HaVeila. And then, surprisingly, Rabbi Shimon says, it's Tahar. How in the world could it be Tahar? I mean, Mamanavshach. I understand that we have a machlokas whether mitaz osa nipul or eno osa nipul. You remember that machlokas we had much earlier. Ki yipol minivlatan. So we're using the lashon of the Torah, and a nevela falls, so to speak, into its state of tumah. What is that fall? And legends of the fall, according to some, include the very fact that the animal died. Its death, for all intents and purposes, remove that piece from the animal, and therefore it is now permanently in a state of Eiver Min HaChai, not of Eiver Min HaNevela. And we've discussed those differences. The Eiver Min HaNevela, piece of meat from it, Kizayis Basar, is not Betame. If, however, the mitah was not Osanipu, then what would happen is that it would be considered part of the actual animal, and it would be an Eiver from an Avela, not an Eiver Min HaChai, in which case a piece of Basar Kezayit would be Metame. So how in the world could Rabbi Shimon say it's not Metame at all? I mean, that's ridiculous. Manavshach, if he holds Mita is Osenipo, so then it should be Tamei Mishum Eiver Min HaChai. If Rabbi Shimon holds Ein Mita Osenipo, so then he should say that it's Eiver Min HaNevela. And it's even more chomer. But to conclude that it's not metame at all, what in the world could that mean? Oh, well, obviously it doesn't mean that. He's got to be going back on the first part of the Mishnah, not the last part of the Mishnah. Of course he agrees over here that it's tame. He was talking about the beginning that said that if you have an Eiver Medach Eiver or a Boser, that will be do Dalim Bibehima, that they are metame tumas ochlin even while they are still attached. The only thing is that they do require hash, as we learned before. So then that means they would already be considered to be food stuff. And we went through a lot of cases like that, where things are attached in one sense. Maybe Lagabe Shabbos, they're attached, and they're still considered to be a separated food in another sense. We had the case of the figs that were pulled, the branch of the figs was pulled off and was hanging by a little bit of bark. Okay, so Lagabe Shabbos, there may be one din, and Lagabe, it's being a food stuff and being able to be mekabel to Masechlin. We have another din. So over here, the Mishnah was saying that exactly that. And that is what it says, Rabbi Shimon Metayer, and he holds it's not considered to be Roy Latumas Oichla. Now, we're not sure why. Why is that? Why would Rabbi Shimon say that once it's, if it hasn't yet actually physically fallen off, then it cannot be Bekabel Tumas Oichla? So Omar Rabasi, Omar Rabbi Yochan, I'll tell you why Rabbi Shimon says that. My time with Rabbi Shimon, Omar Kroh, Mikol Ha'ochel Asher Ye'achel. Now, I mean, you must admit, any idiot can see how repetitive that is. From any food that is a food. Like, basically, that's what it's saying. So what's that extra piece, Mikol Ha'ochel Asher Ye'achel? Well, that's coming to tell me that it's got to be edible for someone. And it's ochel that you can give to be eaten, asher ye'achel, to be eaten. So that means only if it's a kind of food that you are able to feed to somebody, maybe even to a goy, but at least a goy would be allowed to eat this. So ochel shata yachol la'achilo la'achirim, koroi ochel. But if this is a food that you're not even allowed to give to a goy, and you cannot give it to him, and you would be over, since it's usher for him, you're not allowed to give it to him. and therefore eino koroi ochel. And that is why Rabbi Shimon says, how could it be matami tumas ochman? You can't give it to even to a goy. Omele Rabbi Zera l'Rabasi, duma time to Rabbi Shimon asamu. What makes you say that that's what Rabbi Shimon holds? Maybe it's a very simple reason. I mean, you're making it like so complex with a whole new drush in the Torah. How do you know that it isn't simply because of the fact, Dilma, time of the Rebbe Shimon Asam, look, I can show you that we have an idea, this is from Uktzin, we have an idea that says that once something is actually physically connected to something else, it is called part of that thing. It's all that simple. And in this case, since it is attached, I mean, yes, and since it's not part of the actual living animal, but it's attached to the living animal, then it's considered itself to be a part of that living animal. And living animals cannot be makabel tuma. And maybe that's all it is, because take a look in the Mishnah Uktzin. Yichur shel teina shenifshach mora beklipa. So over there we had exactly the case that we've been talking about, which you have a branch of a fig tree that it was pulled off, and all it's connected with is a little piece of bark. It's hanging off of the tree, and it's got figs on it. So Rabbi Yehuda says that none of these figs are able to be makabel tumas ochel. They are tahor. Why? Because it is still considered to be mechubar lekarka. And anything mechubar lekarka is not makabel tuma. The chachamim omrim, well, actually, if you could tie this piece back onto the actual branch, tape it up, and it would continue to live, then it's still considered to be part of the tree. But that's because it really is living off of the tree. But if it's unable to survive based on its current level of attachment, im lav tameh, you'd never get it to live again. And for all intents and purposes, it's viewed as having been pulled off of the tree. And of course, once it's physically pulled off of the tree completely, I mean, then it's just a yad to a bunch of figs. And all those figs, of course, are roi lekabel tuma. So we asked you, what is Rabbi Yehuda Svara? And you said, the reason that Rabbi Yehuda said this is because ha'il u'ma'oreh ma'oreh. So why couldn't you say the same thing about Rabbi Shimon that you were ready to say about Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe the reason that Rabbi Shimon says it's not roi lekabel tuma is because basically a hanging aver from an animal is no different than a hanging branch from a tree. As we've seen all along, we consider these two things to be the same. And as long as it's connected in any way, his fara is that it doesn't have to be able to live. It's the physical connection that makes it. Mu'ureh remains mu'ureh. Why isn't that good enough to explain here, Rabbi Shimon? You know, you're right. So Omar Lei Rav Asi said to him, you know, I must have misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan, because, I mean, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan would have in no way need to have said such a thing. So, okay, I must have misquoted, therefore. When I said that Rabbi Yochanan was giving the svara over here of Rabbi Shimon on the first part of the Mishnah, it must have not meant the first part. It must have meant the middle part. What he said was Rabbi Shimon isn't referring to this last part. I thought for a minute that that meant it's the first part, but actually, he was talking about the middle part. The middle part of the Mishnah was Nishkata Beima, that once you did the shechita of the animal that had this eva that was meduldoba, so then the whole thing, including the eva hameduldal or the basar hameduldal, is hukshar by the blood of that shechita, according to Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not hukshar. And it was there that I should have told you that Rabbi Yochanan said, what is the reason for Rabbi Shimon's svara? My time in the Rabbi Shimon, why would the shechita of the animal not actually be machshir, the eva meduldo? Omar kro, that's because mikolo ochel asher ye'achel, only food that you're allowed to give to someone, into a goy at least, Only ochel shata yachol la'achilo la'achirim is called ochel. But ochel she'ina tayachol la'achilo la'achirim is not considered to be ochel. And because of that, Rabbi Shimon says, how can you be makshir something that's not a foodstuff? The whole point of heksher, of course, is that it's able to make it roi to be achilas adam. Well, says Rabbi Zera, I mean, maybe, but I can give you a different explanation. Maybe the reason for that part is not because of this whole beautiful new drasha that Rabbi Yochanan is making here, putting into the mouth of Rabbi Shimon. Maybe that's not what Rabbi Shimon is saying. Maybe it's much more simple. Dilma Taimed Rabbi Shimon Bahi is that either he holds the way Rabbah explained it, or he holds the way that Rabbi Yochanan himself explained it. And why couldn't it be that? Remember, we had all of those different, all of those whole list of six different explanations for why it would be that Rabbi Shimon said that it's tahar. And okay, so Rabbah said over there, that was the explanation. You can't consider an entire animal to be a yad for just an Avraham Adulto. And therefore, how would the dam of the Shechita affect the Avraham Adulto if it never touched it? That was his svara. And Rabbi Yochanan explained that the question is nogea, the old challah issue. If you cut the challah on the piece, the smaller piece can't lift up the bigger piece. Is it considered to be connected? And over here, you certainly can't pick up the whole animal by picking it up with a dangling leg that's only connected with a little piece of skin. And I mean, so maybe that's the idea over here. Maybe, I mean, the way that they were learning, it could very well be that it was actually, there's no din of ochel shatayachol la'achilo. So what part of the Mishnah did Rabbi Yochanan say Rabbi Shimon has got to hold of this new drasha? Nothing that you say makes sense. It didn't make sense on the Seifa because of Memanav Shach, if Misa Oysenipo. It didn't make sense on the first part of the Mishnah, and it doesn't make sense in the middle part of the Mishnah. So which part of the Mishnah do you think Rabbi Yochanan was talking about? All right, I think I was right the first time. I shouldn't have listened to you. When I said that we were talking about the last piece, and you said, well, you mean if it's Oysenipo, it's Oysenipo. Actually, that's what he was referring to. It was talking about the last case of the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan understands Rabbi Shimon to be Cholak and Rabbi Meir, and literally holds that the Eivar and the Basar is Tahar. Why? Because it's not food. And that is because you can't give it to a goy. It's not ochel shata yachol la'achilo la'achirim. And so what part was it referring to? You said, what about nipul? Was it talking about the aver? You're 100% about the aver. You're 100% correct. The aver is either going to be tummy because of Avraham Menachai, or it's going to become tummy because of Avraham and Avela. That you're right, for sure. That depends on what you hold about Nipo, which is not our concern right now in Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon says it's referring to, it's completely Tahar. But he was talking about to the Basar. That's the point. Of course he agrees that the Aver is considered to be tummy. And therefore, what we need to understand over here is read the Mishnah, Meita HaBeima HaBasar Tzarich Hechsher. And it would be able to be Mekabel Tuma, and Rabbi Shimon is Metayer, even if you did Hekshar. Why? Because it's not Ochel Shatayachol La'achilo La'achirim, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan explained it. Why in the world would Rabbi Shimon possibly say that it can't be Mekabel Tuma, even if you're Makshar it? That's because Amakra Mikola Ochel Asher Ye'achel. What's Ki Yipol referring to? Ochel Asher Ye'achel. And therefore, ochel shatayachol la'achilo la'achirim koroi ochel, ochel shi'yatayachol la'achilo la'achirim eno koroi ochel at all. And that explains everything beautifully. So far we've learned about Aver and Basar that are meduldalim. We've learned about an Uber, shotzi et yado, where a lot of the same issues came up. about Tumas Beis HaSitarim and whether this is considered to be something that is Mitami Tuma Chamura, Agav, Ime, and so on. But we never discussed, and we're going to do that now, under the guidance of our very own Sir Richard, we've never discussed the same situation, Binogea a human. We're over there, we have the questions, of course, of Tumas Mace. What's the din of an Aver min hachai of a human, and what would be the din of Aver that was Meduldal on a human? And this will be introduced as the last Mishnah in this very complicated perek, and then we're going to be able to get back to more of a normal schedule by having some easier dapim. Our very own...
First, a disclaimer, Rabbi.
Oh, no.
I am not a cannibal. I have never eaten human meat. I have a problem with animal meat, but human meat I have never come near.
Well, with those words of defense against the many rumors about Richie's pizza shop and its special tasting pizza, we can move on to
remember Yaakov Kleiman's vort. What does a cannibal say on Shabbos? Does Rabbi remember?
No, but Yaakov is right here and he can tell you. If he remembers.
Yaakov, are you there? The cholent is only as good as the guest.
That's a good one. Ha'ever v'ha'basar ha'medudalim be'adam tahorim. So, if you have an actual Ever Menachai that was cut off, is metame tumas meis. And that also we learn out from a pasuk. And that we learn out, it's an interesting limud, we learn out from Bechal al-Cherev or Bemeis, which tells us that the difference over here, what it's referring to is where somebody was Chal al-Cherev, means that a piece was cut off. But as long as the Aver is still attached, this Medul Dal, it's considered to be Tahor. If the person dies, Habasar Tahor, and Ha'evra Metamim B'Shum Evra Menachai, Ve'enu Metamim B'Shum Evra Menamet. So this is essentially the same halacha, same words of the halacha that we had by the animal, except it can't literally mean the same thing, because we need to understand what is the difference in a human between an Evra Tuma of an Evra Menamet or Tuma of Evra Menachai. Here we have more complex issues, because we have to also deal with the fact that even an etzem kisaora is betame. So let's see in the Gemara what the nafkamina would be. Anyway, this is true, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. And here too, Rabbi Shimon says what shocks us, and we have to understand what he means. Rabbi Shimon says it's actually tahar. Now, what does that mean? What do you mean it's tahar? How can Rabbi Shimon say that if the human dies, that his Avram Medudal is not Mitame at all? I mean, either it is going to be an Avram and Achai, or it's an Avram and Ames. I don't care how you look at it. It's still got to be Mitame. So Rabbi Shimon, Monifshach, if Mita is Osanipul, so then, okay, so it's an Avram and Achai. And if Ein Mita Osanipul, so then let it be metame as an Avram and Amet. How can Rabbi Shimon say that an Avram and Amet, in this case, would be Tahar? No, you misunderstood. Rabbi Shimon was saying an incredible Chiddush. Rabbi Shimon was saying, in general, the Tanakhama just made a statement. The Koma Tanakhama, ha'Aver metame mishum Avram and Achai, ve'eno metame mishum Avram and Amet. Says Rabbi Shimon, so you see, that according to the Tanakhama, normally we would have said that if a whole Aver is cut off from a corpse, that it is Metame. Alma Aver Amet Bi Alma is Metame. Omar Le Rabbi Shimon, and therefore Rabbi Shimon says, I object to that psak. An Aver Min Hamet is not Metame. Unless it has, of course, kizayit min hamet on it. I mean, then it's metame mishum kizayit min hamet. We know. So this is mamish the opposite of what we were used to thinking in terms of an animal. that a kezayit min a kezayit of basar from an aver min hamet is aver min achai is not metame. And over here, Rabbi Shimon is saying, even the aver min hamet, it's only because of the kezayit that it's metame. And the aver itself does not have a din of tumah. And therefore, if you don't, I mean, you may have an aver that you have the all of the size is correct, but nonetheless, it would not be, it wouldn't have a kezayis min basar specifically. So therefore, what we're saying is, if, of course, we've got another problem over here, because if it doesn't have a kezayis basar, it still would have some kind in order to be an aver. It would have to have at least a shear of a saora of bone, and saora of bone is metame. But it would only be metame through maga and masa. It wouldn't be metame ba'oel, right? Because an etzem kisaora is only metame, not ba'oel. So according to Rabbi Shimon, an aver showing that does not have a kezayit basar is not going to be metame in an oel just because it is an aver showing. If it doesn't have a kezayit min hamet, and it doesn't have a shear of a kisaora of etzem, it's not time at all, even b'mago mamasa, an astonishing chiddush. And the Tanya, Omar Rabbi Eliezer, and I'll show you it, you can see this from the Braita. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati she'ever menachai mitame, I was mekabel from my rabbein, that an aver from a human, from a living human, that's Eivra Menachai, that is Mitame. And Rabbi Yehoshua said to me, what are you trying to say? An Eivra Menachai and only Menachai is Mitame? Menachai velo Minamet? I mean, if it's dead, the guy is dead, isn't it a Kal Vachomer? If the Chai, where the body as a whole, is Tahor, and nonetheless, an Eivra HaPoresh Mimeno is considered to be Tamei, mate, where the entire body is tameh. So isn't it obvious that if you cut off a piece of that body and it's a full aver, kol shekein v'kol shekein, it's going to be metameh. So therefore, it's very logical that that's what it means. So how could you have said such a funny thing that an aver min hachai is metameh? Just say, an aver showing of an odam is metameh. So it must be tameh on its own. And that means that the diak aver min achai velo aver min hamet. I mean, obviously, it's not meant to say aver min achai, aver min hamet. Let me give you an example. You know the Mishnah, I should say it's really a Braita, but you know the Braita Megillat Ta'anit. So what does it say over there about Pesach Sheni? So it says, Pesach, Pischa Zeira, the smaller Pesach, which is Pesach Sheni, is considered to be one of the in Yonim of Megillah Tanit, and you are not allowed to give a hesped on Pesach Sheni. So Pischa Zeira, the Lola Mispad Ba, and you're not allowed to give a hesped on Pesach Sheni. So are you supposed to make a diak that Haraba is the Mispad? That on the big Pesach, just the little Pesach, you can't give a hesped. But on the big Pesach, you can give a hesped. I mean, that's a little ridiculous, don't you think? It's just that, of course, the Braita assumes that the reader of a Braita is not a dummy. And this is not Megillah Ta'anit for dummies. This is Megillah Ta'anit for people. And therefore, I don't have to spell out to you, if I talked about Pischa Zeira, I do not have to spell out that the same thing would be true about Pesach itself, because surely our reader has a brain. So, I mean, the way that you just said things over is that it's only the human who is alive has an aver min achai, and you're claiming that that means only the aver from achai and not an aver from amet. I mean, that's a joke. I mean, it wasn't said for dummies. You're acting like a dummy. So, achanami koshikin. I mean, obviously, if the aver min achai is tummy, then koshikin, the aver min amet is tummy. Omar Leiser, Rabbi Eliezer, said to Rabbi Yeshua, I wasn't telling you my diak. I was telling you as I was given over the halacha. Aver only, Aver min achai is metami, and not Aver min amet. That's exactly the way that I was mekabel this Messiah of the halacha, that there is no such thing as the tuma of an Aver in an ohel. An Aver is only going to be metami because of its components. So if it has kizayis, basur min amet, of course it'll be metami ba'ohel. Kach shamati. Wow. Okay. So now, what would be, I mean, look, even Rabbi Meir said that if the person who had the Avraham Adulthood dies, so at that point, we would say Mita Osendipul, and the Aver that was Medul Dalbo in his lifetime is considered to be an Aver Min HaChai, and not as an Aver Min HaMeit. So what would be the difference between its being an Aver Min HaChai or Aver Min HaMeit, because he certainly holds the Aver Min HaMeit is also Matame. So what would be the difference? Ma'ika ben Aver Min HaChai la'Aver Min HaMeit. Well, the difference would be Benogea Kizayet Basar and an Etzem Kisaora HaPoresh mi'Aver Min HaChai. That would be the difference between the living Aver and the Aver Min HaChai Aver. Because, as we learned in the Mishnah in Idiot, there we're talking about an Aver Min HaChai. There's a machlokas. That for sure is metame, as the entire Aver. So it says in that Mishnah that if you take out a Kizayit Basar off of an Aver Min HaChai, what's the din? Rabbi Eliezer says that Kizayit Basar has the same din as the Kizayit Basar Min HaMeit, and it's considered to be tummy. But Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona and Rabbi Yoshua both say that if it was a kizayis from a living Aver, then it is not metame, and it's actually completely tahor. What about an etzem kisaora? So you have a little tiny piece of bone that came from an Aver min hachai. What would be the din of that? An etzem kisaora. So there we have a different lineup in the halacha, because Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, he is the one that says it's tame. So he switches from the tahor side that was about the kizayit basar and now joins the tame side, whereas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua say that an etzem kisaura is completely tahor if it comes from an Aver min HaChai. Okay, so over there, the Mishnah goes through the arguments between them and what the Svara is. But in any event, the difference between an Aver Min HaChai or an Aver Min HaMeit of an Adam would be dependent on the different Shitas. So if it was an Aver Min HaMeit, so then the question would be, according to Rabbi Meir, about the Boser and about the Etzem Kisaora. So if it's an Aver Min HaMeit, for sure it would be Tame. And if it's an Aver Min HaChai, so then he's saying it would be Tahar, and you don't have to worry about it, because he would actually take the Tzad of Tahira on both Stadim. So he's telling you there's a big difference between an Aver Min HaChai and an Aver Min HaMeit. Oh, so wait a minute. Now that I understand how complex this is, and that there's a different lineup of the Shitas about an Etzem Kisaora or a Kizayit Min HaMeit, maybe that was the whole machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Not what we thought before, that with this Rabbi Eliezer. It could be that maybe they're only arguing about what part of that Aver is not Metame. So it could be, maybe that's the machlokas. The difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon can now be a function of whether they held like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana or whether they held like Rabbi Eliezer, you see? So it could be that that's mamish what they were arguing about. When he said tahor, he meant the thing that according to Rabbi Meir might be tahor. Maybe that's the point. So they're arguing about a kizayit basar, or about the Etzem Kisaora, And maybe that was the entire meaning of the machlokas. We don't have to say that it's the whole issue about whether an aver is metame in an ohel, which we never even spoke about. It could be that the question is, Aliyah ben Rebbe Meir, there's only one thing that is going to distinguish an aver min hachai from an aver min hameit, either the kezayit basar or the etzem kisaor, whichever one it is. I don't know which one, because we don't know. It doesn't say over here. And what Rabbi Shimon is saying is that no, actually, both are tahar. What you said is tameh. I'm not sure what that was, either the etzem kisaor or the kezayis baser, but I say both are tahar. And I paskin, like both shitas lakula over here, and neither the kezayit basar from an aver min ha-chai, or a etzem kisaora from an aver min ha-chai, neither of them will be mitameh, and Rebbe Meir holds that actually one of them would be the mitameh. So maybe that's the point, and that's the difference. And they're not arguing bichlal about the aver as a whole. Hadran alach ha'or v'harotev.
Bli neder.
Wow. This was...
Save the fountain.
Yeah. This was a heck of a parak. My goodness. Chock full of so many different dinim from all over. I mean, to really be able to learn uktzin properly and to understand the inyanim, so many of the inyanim in oyalos, and in Tyres, we have to be Bekiyim in Arva Reitav. So that's fundamental dinim all over Shas, all from Ha'Arva Reitav.